worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count.
Yes, I'm going to make my day count today.
This is the day
the Lord has made.
And I will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes, and do something good.
Yes,
we're
today.
We're going to go out and do something good.
Good.
We're going to be what? Productive when?
Today. Yeah. Yes, the second day of school. Today is the second day. So if yesterday was good, today's going to be better. If yesterday was a little shaky, today is going to be better. So we must make that declaration out of our mouth. There is nothing impossible for him who believes.
Yeah.
And we could do all things with Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So be encouraged on this morning. All things are working out for your
good.
Yes. Yeah, so do not be discouraged. Do not grow weary, but continue with diligence and hard work. And you will see the end, the manifestation of that good thing. We're in Pastor Beckford's book, Make Life Work. We want to encourage you to get a copy. You could go to the website, www.howtomakelifework.com. And that's the numeric number two, howtomakelifework.com. You could also pick up a copy during our worship services at Celebration Tabernacle, which are Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Another way to get this book is to make a financial contribution to the airtime of this radio program, Make Your Day Count. You could do that by mailing a check or a money order to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923, making your check payable to Errol Beckford Ministries. So with your financial contribution of any amount, you will receive a copy of Pastor Beckford's book, Make Life Work, along with my book, The Robe of Many Colors. So include your mailing address and we'll get those books shipped to you right away. We are on page 16.
Yesterday,
we were talking about God being a hard worker, but him also making sure that he had time to rest and enjoy life. Every time, with every day of creation as it unfolded, God sat back, he looked, he declared that it was good, and he enjoyed what his hands were sent to do.
So we said that here's a couple of things God wants you to do. Mm-hmm. He wants you to rest and enjoy life. Notice, enjoy life didn't come before rest.
Mm-hmm.
Rest. And why do you rest? Because you work.
Mm-hmm.
So because you work, now you must rest. Mm-hmm. So you can continue to what? Work. That's the process. Mm-hmm. So he wants you to rest. And in that rest period, he wants you to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
This is how he wants you to do it. Spend time with him in worship. So go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to small group and worship God.
Mm-hmm.
Quit making excuse. God wants you and I to worship him. We got to keep our life in balance. Oh, I'm not going to church. Okay, don't go to church. Then get a small group. Get somebody and being in that group.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you are worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the third thing, he wants you to spend time with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So God does not want you and I to isolate ourselves from our family. And he doesn't want us to isolate ourselves from our friends. Do you know, Pastor, that there are some family that don't talk?
Mm-hmm.
They're just like they are roommates.
Mm-hmm.
They just come and they go. But they don't spend no time.
And even some of the most wealthiest people, when they're getting ready to cross over from this earth into the next, that's the regret. I wish I would have spent more time with my family. I wish I would have spent more time building relationships. People aren't on their deathbed saying, I wish I would have worked more. I wish I would have worked 80 hours this week instead of 40.
I wish I would go to this place. I wanted to go to Europe and I never go there. I wanted to go to Rome, and I didn't. I wish I did go.
Yeah, those bucket lists. Yeah. I've never. Yeah, have you ever seen a bucket list that says, "I wish I would have worked more hours"?
No, absolutely not. So, I love that. God wants you and I to enjoy our life. Mm-hmm. I remember when Pastor Kim realized that she's going to leave here, and I was at home with her, lying down there, we talking, and she realized it. She says, "You know what? I have no regret, man. I want to go to the Philippines. I went there twice. Mm-hmm. That's the other side of the world."
Yeah.
She says, "I want to see what China looked like, and I stopped there and just enjoy that fresh air."
Mm-hmm.
She's just going over it. She says, "I want to be in Windsor Castle. In Europe, I've been there." Where? She wanted to be in Trinidad. She was there. And not to talk about Jamaica.
Mm.
But she go over all the places that she desired to be, and she be there. So she says, "I have no doggone regret."
And that was all time with family and friends.
Friends. I didn't spend all my time, because you know it, with her family and her friends. You get to live your life. This is what God wants you to live your life. That when you come to the end of it, you have no regrets. Mm-hmm. And you were right, Pastor Dye. No one coming to the end of their life and say, "I wish I didn't work more. I wish I didn't spend more time working." No. He always says, "I wish I spent more time with my friends.
And
I
those kids that grow up so fast.
I wish I spent more time with my family. I made family time." Now, the Jews, they do this so well. They spend time with their family.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have Shabbat. You know, from Friday evening, they're shut in. Mm-hmm. Shut in with who? Their family. They're going to have meal together. And they're going to talk about life together. They're going to worship God together. They got it right. We have to start to learn to spend time with family.
Yeah, because God's a God of celebration.
Yeah.
All through this Bible, there was times that they would shut stuff down for weeks for feasts and different celebrations, different things on God's calendar, different celebrations and stuff.
Remember, we'd have a Friday night, date night, date night, Friday night. We go out, we eat, we just sit and talk and laugh. And, you know, we just had a great time. Friday night, we just be together. We made that a time where we don't do anything but just enjoy life. God want, "I enjoy her, she enjoy me." How are you going to enjoy somebody when they die?
Right.
And when they were alive, you didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you enjoy every moment. That's why so many people have so much regret when a loved one passed, and psychologically they messed up. You know why they messed up? Because they didn't do the things that they should do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they did the things that they should do, then they will come and they'll say, "You know, it was a great life and it's ended." That's it. And my only thing, it's end too soon. Yeah. Should continue going on, you know, but it's ended. So God wants us to spend time with our children.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
Not only take them to sport. Drop them off. You know, that's not spending time. So if I take my kid to the football game, drop him off for the sport or the basketball, that's not spending time.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have some time. Like, go to the beach together or go someplace to the restaurants. I don't know.
Because we, as parents, we're the ones that are commissioned to train our children up in the ways of God.
Mm.
Nobody else in the Bible is commissioned to do that. It's for parents to do. Parents are the ones with the assignment to train their children up in the Lord. Nobody else. It doesn't say that the school teacher is supposed to do it. It doesn't say that the pastor is supposed to do it. It says that the parents are supposed to train up their children in the Lord.
Because it's not the pastor's job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the teacher's job. It's mom and dad job. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad, that's the requirement, mm-hmm. to spend time with the entire family. And I could go on a whole week talking about family responsibilities. Yeah, go ahead.
And if you're saying, maybe you're saying, well, I don't know enough. Nobody taught me about God, so I don't know enough to teach my kids about God.
Yeah.
Well, the first foundational principle is God is love. God loves you. He created you just as you are. He created a vision. There was a whole vision that was written before you were even formed in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
And just letting our children know that God has a great future. He has a great plan for you. He's
yeah.
called you out to be an individual. He's called you out to bring forth change
yeah.
in the earth realm, you know,
yeah.
because with all of the influence and stuff, it's our children are being molded by what they're watching on social media, YouTube, and stuff like that. So we have to step in and remind them of who they're called to be. They're not called to fit in with the mix. They're not
right.
called to look like everybody else. They're
yeah.
uniquely made. They're
yeah.
fearfully and wonderfully made,
yeah.
crafted in your womb, and
yeah.
you are assigned. You
yeah.
are the one that God has commissioned. You are the one that God has equipped to train them up to their full potential in Christ Jesus in this earth realm. So be encouraged on this morning. You have everything that you need to train up your children in the ways of God. And if you want to know more about God for yourself, get plugged in with a Bible teaching
sure.
church. We invite you to Celebration Tabernacle. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. We have Sunday services at 10 a.m. Or you could go to the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page, and it is loaded with archived services, family enrichment nights, Sunday services, and different devotions during the week. So we want to encourage you, use it as a resource. Use the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page as a resource in this season.
Because we say at Celebration, the Bible, the Word of God, we don't go by doctrine. We don't mm-hmm. have no doctrine because the Bible is the doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
So we say the Bible is our final authority to all arguments and all reasoning. We believe the Word, we believe what it says, and we practice what it says.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So sound truth. So when we say we practice sound truth, it means we just practice what the word is. We don't practice the interpretation of the word. We just know if a word say run, run.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And we practice that. If the word say be holy, we just practice that. We try our very best to become like him.
Mm-hmm.
He says, be holy for I am holy. Work every day. Practice every day to become more like me. So that's what we do. We don't try to analyze it. We just, every day, we try to live our life
mm-hmm.
a little better than how we do it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Because that's all God requires us of,
mm-hmm.
that we become better every day.
Mm-hmm.
We become more like him every day as we practice the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll encourage you to find a Bible teaching church. There's so many good Bible teaching churches in Brevard County, and you can find one plugged in there. Learn the Word.
Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. I've been gone for a little while. Glad to be back. This is a drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. What we do is we take a chapter of the Bible, read it, spend some time in that chapter on our own, and then I and a co-host come down to the studio here that we have at the Merritt Island campus of East Coast Christian Center. We read the chapter on the air, and then we talk about wherever God leads us in the chapter. And so my co-host today is Pastor Christian Hurston. How are you doing, Pastor?